I was kind of low on my own songs and just tired of, you know, the kind of rat race of trying to always come up with new material, and I thought that would be a nice little way to take a year off from writing.
Rather than do nothing during a break from songwriting, Slade Cleaves chose to shine a light on some other writers with the 2006 covers album Unsung. But now the break is over and songs by Slade are back. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hey, it's Rita Houston. Slade Cleaves started making his name as a songwriter over a decade ago up in Maine and opted for a change in scenery by moving to Austin, where the weather may be warmer, but the competition in music only gets tougher. But that blue-collar, just-gonna-try-and-get-through-it outlook fits right in with Slade's songwriting voice, and after a 5-year break between albums of original material, that voice is back with a new album. Not so happily titled, it's called Everything You Love Will Be Taken Away, and Slade told FUV's Darren DeVivo that the author behind the liner notes seemed to have a much easier time of writing than the songwriter.
Is it a struggle for you to write songs?
Really? It's an existential struggle, yeah. It's very, very difficult for me. First of all, I have to just kind of have my ear open all the time for little bits and pieces that do come in through the atmosphere somehow, or through dreams, or just listening to people talk, turns of phrase, stories, whatever. The key is to write those down right away. And sometimes I'm good about that, and sometimes I'm not. But the worst thing you can do is say, well, next time I sit down and write, I'm going to write about that. Because you won't remember that unless you write it down. So I've been pretty good lately about writing ideas down. I even put one on my cell phone memo last night. I just remembered I dreamed this really cool couplet. Something about playing in the prison band, whatever that comes from.
And you know it's getting bad when you leave yourself the idea and then go back to it later and go, what was this again?
Oh, that happens most of the time, yeah. What I just described is the first phase, for me anyway, and then the second phase is I need to cancel all my appointments. I need to go off and hang out at somebody's lake house, whatever, for 3 or 4 days and just take those scraps and bits and pieces, whether they're on a piece of paper or on my phone or on my computer somewhere, and then the sweat of just trying to cobble those ideas into a functioning song.
You hung your hopes on a crooked nail, dropped your dreams down a rusted pail, a little broken china coffee cup could hold what's left of what you still won't give up. Where do all your dreams go to when it all starts to turn untrue? What is all you're wishing for when you don't believe in dreams anymore?
No denying, looking at the album cover, that you can't miss this. You got Stephen King, the great Stephen King, to provide the liner notes.
Fellow Mainer.
I mean, have you known Stephen for a while?
No, not really. He showed up when Wishbones came out. He heard it on satellite radio, I think, and just became a fan, went out and got the record. And, you know, he's into the sort of alt-country kind of thing. He's really into James McMurtry, I know that. So he showed up at a gig of mine in Maine, and it was a great surprise, you know. There's no mistaking Stephen King when he shows up at your show at the CD booth, you know. And so he was very gracious and kind of said nonchalantly, hey, if you ever need me to write liner notes, give me a shout. And, you know, I didn't send Unsung to him because I didn't write those songs, so I had to wait 5 years before I had a new batch. And sure enough, he gave me his email, and I emailed him when the record was done and sent him the CD. And a couple days later, I had the notes.
Between the rum and the glass, between the teeth and the tongue, come December when the lights go out, you know you can't count on anyone. Between a dream and a lie, between hope and what's real, after so many years of let's work it out, you think there'd be some kind of a deal. Cry for your mama, cry for your dad, cry for everything you know they never had. Cry for your mama, cry for your dad, cry for everything you know they never had, a love they never had.
Live from Slade Cleaves, the song Cry from his new album, Everything You Love Will Be Taken Away. Hear more exclusive interviews online anytime at WFUV.org. Take 5 is produced by Sarah Wardrop.